will come out here with this dub at the end of the day. That's it. No responsibility. Trusting your teammate, everybody gonna do that. Dogs on three. 1, 2, 3, dogs.
Turn it's gonna be a little windy, man. Whip the ball in. Jay, do your thing. O-line, do your thing. Hey, let's put one together, man.
All right.
Go hard on three. 1, 2, 3.
Man, it's the best rivalry in football. Tony turning on his head. That's it. You know what to expect. Same thing every week. Knockout shots, picks, and sticks. Let's go.
Game, man, always is. Every game in the AFC. We're ready to go, though, man. We got the dog pound over here. We got all my boys here. We're ready to rock. We need nothing else.
That's it, Miller.
That's your fire, Paul. Okay.
All right. It's here. It has arrived. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, fellas, we got another opportunity, baby. Hey, this football weather here, baby. This Cleveland Browns football. Hey, let's gain this respect today. Hey, let's go out there, finish strong, baby. We'll take care of everything else.
Get your minds right. Get your minds right.
Play as a team. Play as a team. Team on three. 1, 2, 3, team.
AFC North rivalry game. The Pittsburgh Steelers here in the lakefront tied at 3 late in the first half. And then from there, it all disintegrated. Pittsburgh rolls into First Energy Stadium and rolls out with a 27-11 win over the Cleveland Browns, as the Browns have now dropped 5 of their last 6. Hi, everybody. Great to see you. Welcome to Brownstown here at First Energy Stadium. This is Browns Overtime. Michael Regei, my partner Gerard Cherry, Vic Carucci will join us momentarily. Gerard, 3-3 football game, late in the first half. The Browns are making sure that at least they've keeping Ben Roethlisberger out of the end zone. Then Jason Campbell goes down on that hit from Jason Worlds. Brandon Whedon comes in. Jordan Cameron drops a pass. Roethlisberger hits Antonio Brown for a quick 7, and then the field goal after another turnover. It changed so quickly just like that, and the Browns had a football game they're right there with and couldn't keep it in their grasp.
That they did, Michael. And when you watched the game, one of the things that was really convoluted and confusing for you was, what was the inability to get past the 40-yard line? You had opportunities. You stated it earlier. You had a situation where Ben Roethlisberger was contained, but you could not find a way to score, and you have to take advantage of these opportunities, especially in the AFC North where you know things are going to be tight, and the Browns failed to do that big time today.
Pittsburgh becomes the first football team within the division to win on the road. And now they go to 5-6. The Browns fall to 4-7. And let's start with the quarterbacking situation. Jason Campbell is lost to a concussion. So we know how the NFL is very closely on watch regarding that. Gerard, the Browns now are going to have to go out and get another quarterback. They've been carrying just 2 after the Brian Hoyer season-ending injury. That won't be the case any longer. They've got to go out and get a quarterback.
They have to go out and get another quarterback. And if you're Brandon Whedon, you might want to thank your lucky stars, because I didn't think you'd get another opportunity to play another meaningful game in the National Football League, let alone this season. So you have the opportunity to step up, do better than what we saw in the second half of this football game, Michael, because, again, the times and opportunities are going to eventually run out for this young man. But, yes, they do have to go out there and find someone off the street, and hopefully that guy can come in and spark something, because right now this offense is looking very suspect.
Yeah, playmakers are not there outside of Josh Gordon. We're seeing how the loss of Travis Benjamin really hurts his football team, a guy who could tilt field position. So now it has become a situation where the Browns are about to go into December and they are depleted. Browns senior editor Vic Carucci joined us. And Vic, they've dropped 5 of 6, and you know, it seems like eons ago this was a 3-2 football team maybe to ready take off, and now that has disintegrated, as we said, as the calendar is about to turn to December.
Yeah, Michael, it's really amazing how much has changed just in 1 week. I mean, a week ago, the Browns were preparing to play Cincinnati with a chance, it seemed, to possibly be in first place in their division, certainly to contend for a wild card spot. And now you see this team fall as far as it really did in a matter of 2 weeks. And I think it's going to be very difficult now. We look at these remaining 5 games, Jason Campbell injured, whoever the new quarterback might be that they bring in, see what happens there. But it's a very discouraging path to see this team now basically have to play out these last 5 games.
Yeah, Vic, and once again, ineffectively, the Browns just not able to sustain anything with the run game. And Jerod, today, you know, Pittsburgh came in here ranked 30th in the National Football League in the inability to run the football. But Le'Veon Bell, more than 80 yards today, steadied that and at least gave Roethlisberger the honesty of keeping the Browns' defense a little bit that they had to respect the run.
In a lot of ways, Michael, I felt the defense did a good job today. And you say, well, how did they do a good job giving up 27 points? When you look at the context of the game, you saw a team defensively playing very well. The offense at some point has to step up and do something for this team. It's a complete game. It has to be complimentary football. I say that all the time, and you're not getting that. Only one phase stepping up, that's not enough.
Yeah, Josh Gordon set Browns records. We'll touch on a little bit later on when we hear from Josh. He had a phenomenal afternoon, but it's going to come within the constraints of a loss as the Browns get beat 27-11. As we said, they've dropped five of their last six. Let's find out how the head football coach, Rob Chudzinski, viewed this one following this AFC North loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's a disappointing game. Losing's never easy. We weren't good enough today. Give Pittsburgh credit. They played very well. We've let opportunities slip through our hands for the last 2 weeks. Still have games left in this season and opportunities to play. The men in that room, in that locker room there, have a lot of character. And I believe in them, believe in our coaches, and we will bounce back and play well. We've lost some of the control that we had in our own future. But we will bounce back and be ready to play this next week.
You know, it's 53 guys. It's not one guy. It's collectively as a group. It's we're all pros. We're going to come in tomorrow, watch the tape, and we're going to fix some mistakes and try to move on. That's all we can do. We're not obviously not happy with the situation we put ourselves in the last six games. We played some close games and not played so well a couple games where we let games get away from us. You've got a bunch of mature guys that you're good leaders. You're going to get us back on the right track.
Rob Chudzinski, obviously, he is on the offensive side of the football. He's made his living there. And, Jerod, he realizes exactly what we're talking about. The Browns right now devoid of enough playmakers that can not only big play it, stretch the football field, other than Josh Gordon. And it's going to make it so difficult to be able to continue to sustain drives and be able to find ways to get in the end zone and put sevens on the board.
Yeah, when you don't have Devon Bess or Greg Little stepping up and you barely get any plays out of Jordan Cameron, that is an issue. And then you look at the running game, you say Chris Obanaya, you're getting your opportunity. You cannot fumble the football in meaningful when you get these meaningful opportunities. So it's just a combination of only one guy showing up, and it's not enough, Michael. You got to have more than Josh Gordon out there. You need the Besses, the Littles, as well as the Obanayas of this team to step up and do something.
Oh, you're so absolutely correct about that, and that's going to be something that is really going to test Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner now going forward. And we're going to find out a lot about this football team at 4-7. I mean, mathematically, they're still attached. But now the calendar and the games are starting to wear a thing. The Browns probably going to have to be perfect from here on in if you're thinking about finding a way to be a playoff team. Don't go away. There's a lot more Browns overtime coming up. When we get back, we'll hear from the man that set receiving marks today with a spectacular afternoon, albeit in a Browns loss to Pittsburgh. Josh Gordon coming up next. Don't move.
At the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody, live out of Brownstown following this 27-11 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh Gordon had a phenomenal afternoon. He gave the Steelers secondary fits all day long, and he came to play today, Jerod, and again was virtually, though, the only Brown on the offensive side of the football that showed up with an ability to make a difference.
Right, and you saw that on display today. Josh Gordon has done his job, and he's done it phenomenally well. Whenever you break a record, that speaks volumes about what you're doing from a production standpoint. He cannot do it alone. I repeat, he cannot do it alone. He is doing it enough. At the same time, though, Michael, you do not want this team to become one-dimensional in which it bases its whole offensive production on one player. But give Josh Gordon credit because the young man is balling out.
Yeah, phenomenal afternoon. 237-yard day. Puts him over 1,000 yards now on a year. And remember, he missed the first two games of the football season. Let's hear more as Vic Carucci is standing by with Josh Gordon. Vic?
All right, Michael, thank you. Josh, it was a record day. I know in a loss like this, probably hard to really celebrate that, but at least you have to feel you had an accomplishment today.
Yeah, long-term goal, definitely something I want to get out the way for sure and get over that hump. But as a team effort, you know, we didn't do enough, honestly. You know, and it's disappointing, but yeah, individually it was I guess it's good.
It was clear from the start that you were going to be a big part of the game plan. Was that really how it was set up all week? Because a lot of hitches to you, a lot of throws, crossing patterns. You were involved with the offense really from the very beginning.
I mean, we practice like that every week. You know, both quarterbacks just made the right reads on those, you know, and wanted to give me the ball, I guess, a few more times this game, and that's pretty much what happened. But I can't say we just practiced it any more than before.
Now, as you see a game like this, how frustrating is it for this team after the loss in Cincinnati and then to come back like this and really have a clunker at home?
It's very difficult. We want to get those two division wins underneath our belt, you know. But the guys really tried. They played their hearts out, but a few too many mistakes can make it swing the other way, and that's pretty much what happened here tonight.
Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Michael.
All right, Vic, we appreciate that. The young man that I'm sure a lot of you Browns fans are very pleased has remained a Cleveland Brown after all the swirl of conversation about him. Gerard, though, are we not going to find out a lot about this entire football team? I mean, you always say every time you go out there, it's on tape for wherever you may be. But we will find out a lot about who wants to try to finish strong, will we not?
Oh, certainly, Michael. And last week showed you a lot about this football team in that they were not quite yet ready to ascend to the top of the AFC North. What you will also find out, too, is who's a winner, who's a professional, who's a quitter. And those guys need to find out quick, fast, and in a hurry the following thing. The NFL does mean not for long, because if you go out there with the remainder of the season saying to yourself, oh, I'm safe, you're not safe if you're on a losing football team. You're only safe when you're winning Super Bowls. And sometimes even then, Michael, in the context of the NFL, you're still not safe.
Prophetic words from the 9-year veteran and the 3-time Super Bowl winner, Gerard Cherry. All right, when we get back, following this Browns loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we're going to check in and hear from T.J. Ward, who had a very strong afternoon in the pursuit of all the playmakers on this Pittsburgh offense. T.J. Ward coming up next, following the Browns loss to Pittsburgh, right here on Browns Overtime. Don't move. -11, the final numbers, not in the favor of the Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh comes in here and gets a big AFC North road win. Michael Ruggeye, Gerard Cherry with you on Browns Overtime. T.J. Ward continues his exceptional play, and Gerard, I don't think it's any irony that both T.J. Ward and Joe Haden in their fourth and final year of their rookie deals now will be looking for contract extensions from the Cleveland Browns. Ward's playing like he means business and wants to attain all-pro status.
Yes, and this defense is predicated, Michael, on T.J. Ward playing well. And as he goes, so does the defense. And you say this defensive line plays a part in that, but especially with T.J. Ward. He has to be the Troy Polamalu of this defense. And when you look at what he's done thus far, you got to be happy with the results. And he's making a statement that, you know what, I want to be a part of the Browns' future moving forward.
Yeah, he says that both verbally and with his play on the football field. Up around the line of scrimmage with a lot of hits in the Steeler run game today. Let's hear from T.J. Ward. Vic Carucci, you got T.J. It's all yours. Take it away.
Michael, thank you. T.J., I know nothing feels good on a game like this, but you clearly came to play.
I think we all came to play. It just didn't go our way today. Got out of hand. Turnovers cost us a lot this weekend. No, I think that's been the story for the last 2 weeks. And we just can't come out and play like that and expect to win.
What do you think happens? I mean, I know last week was such a one of those weird and frustrating games. Do you think there was any kind of hangover that carried into this game overall?
No, I don't think there was any hangover. I think we came out, we prepared well, we had a good week of practice. You know, we started off decent. You know, we didn't blaze saddles when we were coming out, but we started off decent. You know, gave up one play. It was down 10 going into halftime, but, you know, 10 points can easily be overcome in this league. And, you know, we just didn't have a good second half.
From your standpoint and the overall defense, and again, I know it's not the kind of day that you're going to feel good about as a collective unit, but it seemed like, you know, you got involved with the hitting and you were trying to, as a defense, trying to make a statement to the Steelers that if you're going to come in here and do anything, you're going to pay a price for it.
Yeah, definitely. We stay aggressive on defense. You know, there's no quitting this defense. And whatever happens, you know, when we're out on the field, you're going to get 100% from us. And I think we made a statement like we're not going to be pushed over. Whatever you guys do on the other side of the ball, you guys are going to do that. But on defense, you know, you're going to get hit and you're going to get tackled. We're going to knock the ball down and we're going to be flying around, you know, until the clock says 000 on there.
All right, 5 games left. Obviously, mathematically, you're not out of anything, but give me a sense of where you go from here as a team.
We just got to turn all our focus on Jacksonville. You know, they come in here next week. You know, it's another home game, another opportunity to make a statement, get another, you know, check in the win column. And we just got to focus and hone down on the basics and the simple things and creating turnovers and not having turnovers. I think is the biggest focus for us right now.
All right, TJ, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Back to you, Michael.
All right, Vic, we appreciate that. Yeah, and TJ just said it. The Browns defensively were not able to get the football out today, and they lost the turnover battle. Is Ward, in your mind, you played the position in this league. Is Ward taking that step closer to becoming elite and a young man that's going to be among those that are thought of that way as a strong safety?
He's definitely in the right direction, going in the right direction, Michael, because you think about it, we're not saying negative things about him in this post game. We're saying that, hey, he stepped up, he showed up, and he was a part of doing something to help the Browns win. Ultimately, though, it's going to take more than T.J. Ward. It's going to be a collective effort, but you have to be impressed with his efforts thus far because he started off slow, but I think he's definitely picked it up in the past few weeks.
27-11, the Browns get beat. 3-3 tie late in the first half, and that thing just changed like that in a turnover. Was a key part of it. Don't go away. Gerard and I will come back and wrap this up. You'll hear from Jordan Cameron as we return right here on Browns Overtime. Don't go away. Rather disheartening, 27-11 Browns loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers today. Welcome back to First Energy Stadium. Michael Reggi, Gerard Cherry. We always love to get you involved. We call it Fans First Down. That means you can ask a question of one of your favorite Browns players. Today, Fans First Down features Browns tight end Jordan Cameron.
My name's Cameron Orr. I'm a huge Browns fan. This question is going to go out to Jordan Cameron. I've talked to a lot of my buddies. We remember the big games from the 80s, back when we wore the brown pants and the orange pants. I've recently noticed we brought back the brown pants. I think it's time to bring back the orange pants. Jordan Cameron, from a player's point of view, how would you feel if we brought back the orange-colored pants?
Hey, Cameron, thanks for the question. Orange pants would kind of be a little scary out there, I think, a little too bright, a little too much orange, but I'm up for anything, open for anything. I think it would be kind of cool actually to get something different, but I don't know about orange. But thanks for being a Browns fan, and we appreciate it.
They snap it back. Hoyer's got it. Right corner of the end zone. Jordan Cameron's got it!
The hat trick for Jordan.
Touchdown! The Browns score a touchdown with 51 seconds left. Jordan Cameron in the left corner of the end zone.
All right, so this is one the Browns really wanted. We always talk about Gerard winning at home and winning in the division. The Browns didn't do either today. Jacksonville's Jaguars come in here next Sunday.
Right.
They lost 8 in a row now. They've won 2 of their last 3. They beat Houston today, 13-6. How do the Browns approach Jacksonville? It may no longer be the gimme.
that everyone thought it would be.
No longer is that, because the team has won two out of their last three games, Michael, and they were in the midst of an 0-8 losing streak. So they've found a way to show that, hey, it's always meaningful football when you're in the National Football League. So by no stretch of the imagination can this Cleveland Browns team afford to just to put their jerseys and helmets on and say, you know what, we're playing the Jaguars. That will not cut it. They will embarrass you, too, because they are a National Football League team.
That's why they get paid.
Exactly.
This is play for pay in the NFL. All right, so that notwithstanding, Chad Henne now, the quarterback, the former Miami quarterback, comes in here for the Browns. Five football games left. Here they are at 4-7. We know how tightly bunched the AFC is. This football team's got to go into December, though, with a great resolve, do they not, Gerard?
Well, you have to, because one thing you cannot rest on is the following. It is a privilege, not a right, to be in the National Football League. Now, some guys may be safe because they're first-round draft picks and they just signed new contracts, and it has an effect on the salary cap in an adverse manner and fashion. But for the rest of these guys who are trying to get a new contract, who are trying to stay in the league, you cannot afford to go out there and say, well, 5 weeks left, let me call a U-Haul truck and start planning for a vacation in Tahiti or in the Bahamas. You better get your act together, because one thing we do know is the following. The eye in the sky will not lie. And if you're on a losing team, you will not be on a winning team come the following season.
It's going to be out there on tape. No question about that. The passion of Gerard Cherry. Happy Thanksgiving, my
Same
man.
Same to you, my man.
And we'll do it again here next week. All right, that's going to do it for us. The Browns fall to the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-11. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. We'll see you right back here next week when Jacksonville comes to town. Now for our producer, Andy Hecht, and all of our terrific crew, for Gerard Cherry, I'm Michael Regai. Happy Thanksgiving, all. We'll see you next time on Browns Overtime. So long.